It was the most controversial and largest development in the heart of Norwich. Space was at a premium as a huge crowd gathered to celebrate the opening of what was described as the foremost English public building built between the wars. It sits beside its older brother, the Guildhall, built between 1407 and 1424, which was the seat of local government for five centuries and also a court and a prison. But imagine this. In 1908, a move to demolish the ancient flint gem was only lost by the casting vote of the mayor. At the time, the turn of the 20th century, the work of local government was increasing and the Guildhall was too small. It was surrounded by a collection of rat-infested buildings and the Pleats HQ, which was known as the Tin Hut. Our councillors made a bold move by organising an architectural competition in 1931 to come up with a new City Hall. Entries were anonymous and the winner would receive £500, a tidy sum in those days. There were more than 140 entries and the winning design, selected by Robert Atkinson, came from Charles James and Stephen Rowland Pierce of London. Then all the corporation had to do was come up with the cash. Not easy. The development caused a storm of protest, mainly from outside the city. Although the ratepayers were concerned about the cost, when a second public inquiry was held in 1934, only two people opposed the scheme. Eventually, the government agreed to grant a 30-year loan of £226,000. Norwich would have what was described as a national monument. First of all, the demolition teams moved in. It had been planned to pull down the Sir Garnet Wolseley, but the architects insisted it should be saved, and so it was. In the mid-1930s, times were hard. Work was scarce, and this development provided much-needed work for hundreds of men. Builders, bricklayers, carpenters, sculptors, engineers of all kinds, and plenty of sightseers. Slowly but surely, the building rose from the ground and the new marketplace took shape. St Giles Street, Bethel Street, St Peter's Street and Gentleman's Walk were all widened to an average width of 70 feet. The centre of Norwich was changing shape and 80 years ago this month, in January 1938, the King, George VI and Queen Elizabeth agreed to come to Norwich on Saturday, October 29th, 1938 to open the hall. So it was all hands on deck to make sure the marketplace was also finished in time. The heraldic lions and the bronze entrance doors containing 18 plaques by James Woodward, illustrating the history, civic life and industry of Norwich, completed the development. A fine building for a fine city.